Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how to increase your social media following. This is probably one of the biggest topics that I always get asked, and I think everyone is trying to figure out how that actually works because things change on a daily basis on every social media platform. New social media platforms emerging, different types of social media technologies changing. So once you think you've gotten the groove on one platform, then it all like implodes and you have to start thinking about, okay, well, what do I need to do in order to increase my following? Maybe I own a business, maybe I'm launching a product, maybe I'm launching a project, or maybe I'm just trying to create brand awareness. There are many reasons why people join social media, and sometimes I see businesses who really need to be on social media because, as we know, just based on statistics, so many people from a percentage wise are on social media, and that's how 9 times out of 10 you are actually finding a business. That is how you are determining from a consumer standpoint whether or not you trust the business. And you know, consumer perception is very, very heavy through those digital doorways. And so if there's no presence, or if I don't read or see reviews, or I don't see any kind of like word of mouth happening online because you don't have a social media presence, it really is a negative, as opposed to someone who says, well, I'll just still use my traditional methods of marketing, which is fine. But social media at this current moment is probably one of the most underutilized tools in businesses for business strategy and growing anything, whether it's awareness, sales, content marketing, conversions. Conversions can be anything, could be downloads, could be event participation, could be attendance, could be appointments. So there are different strategies for all of those areas, but we just want to talk about maybe the foundational parts of how to increase your social media following. Also, let's not get stuck on the fact that you need a million followers on each platform. You should never put all of your eggs in one basket, because as we've seen over the last year during this like very, you know, turbulent time with the world and the pandemic and us kind of moving into this digital transformation standpoint. I say this in every episode because it's just, it makes a difference. It's really what's happening and it's affecting everything. So, you know, a lot of times we're thinking that, you know, the success is in that number. So if like you're following someone on Instagram and you see they have 15K followers or 245K followers, here's the thing, and I'm going to clear my throat on that one because it just has to be said. A lot of times in the very beginning of Instagram, and before you were penalized for buying followers, a lot of these people, and I'm not saying every person, but a lot of accounts bought their followers. And the way you can actually verify that is through other third-party sites where you can enter in someone's Instagram handle. And you know whether or not they have real or fake followers. Now, you might have half and half, but you can just actually look at the followers, go through followers, like scroll down. And when you start seeing strange accounts that are only like labeled with numbers and letters, and those are bots, you know, so you actually can buy followers on those platforms. On other platforms, there's still third-party tools that allow that, but Instagram specifically will penalize you for that more so now, but in the very beginning you could buy your followers. So be aware, you know, because that might not always be true that those followers are real, and there are ways to verify that. And that's how big agencies or you know, anyone, someone like me can verify those types of things because we know the tools to do so. So, and really what's behind a lot of that is also monetary, because when you're contacted as an influencer, or if some type of agency is looking to connect with you, whether it's public relations or some other big brand saying like, hi, would you be a social ambassador, or could you promote our product, or blah, 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 whatever the agreement is that they're trying to pitch to you, you know, that equals money. So if I have like 50,000 followers, you know, more than likely they think that 50,000 followers are following me because they love everything that I portray on my Instagram handle, which is either, you know, if anything about media, anything about life, you know, so if like we're talking my niche accounts, anything that has to do with cooking, arts, family, media, you name it. So, you know, it can be about money. So you have to really be very specific about why you're following someone or why you're impressed by someone who has a lot of followers. And what I think is a better strategy for someone starting out on social media is really building a more organic following, or you following more organic people that relate to your business or to what you're trying to achieve. So again, you know, it's about quality, not quantity. So anyway, let's get back into those few foundational things to how to increase your social media following. I would say the first thing is to be very, very consistent. So the effectiveness of social media and the effectiveness of, like, you know, we keep hearing about algorithms, and, you know, a lot of people are just like, oh my God, what's all this tech talk about algorithms? And, you know, it's really how the back end of all of these platforms are programmed, you know, and it's like computers talking to computers saying, well, Margaret looked at, you know, Fortune magazine's Instagram 10 times in the last 3 weeks. So that must mean we should show more content almost the same as Fortune magazine. So now Margaret's going to start seeing more Fortune magazine type content, maybe from Fast Company, maybe from Fortune Tech, maybe from Forbes. You know, like, this is how the algorithm figures out who you're talking to, what's interesting to you. And a lot of times, you know, the algorithms are picking up whether you're consistent. So if you post one thing one day and then you don't post for like 2 weeks, they're going to think you're just not there. And that's how it's automated. You know, this is what they call artificial intelligence, AI. This is part of that algorithm that just tries to determine whether or not you're being consistent and engaging. It's like an action. It's definitely robotic. It's like, is Margaret interacting? Is she posting? Is she posting every day? Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she tends to post every day at 8 a.m., 8:30, 7, just depends. And then she posts, you know, 10 stories per day. So all of the things that are like calculated, you know, it's calculated on this back end of what they call the algorithm. So the more that you're consistent, you're really pleasing the technology part of the platform. Now, when you're consistent from a consumer standpoint, you're showing your audience and your consumers that you are present, you are there, you are putting out strategic messaging. And that actually builds more trust of the brand. So you really have to think about your commitment level when you're deciding to be on social media. And, you know, this applies to major Fortune 500 companies. I've been in those meetings where, like, nobody wants to come up with content. You know, it's like pulling teeth on what they think could work. And that's where I come in. And it's like, you know, any company has endless content. Any company. You could be a solopreneur and you probably have endless content that you're not thinking about that can be applied online, and that will make you consistent. So lots of layers inside of that, but that would be number one: be regular and consistent. The second thing is to speak to your audience. You know, people are very much like receptive to you kind of speaking directly to them. So if I'm posting something about how to grow your social media following, I'm going to really talk about all the things that maybe seem to be problematic for you and a lot of people. And it's really about like being conversational and authentic. So, you know, a lot of times when you're sharing things or you're speaking to your audience, you know, you really have to be relatable. And that, again, that applies to top of the line major company all the way down to mom and pop, solopreneur, if you're just starting out. And a lot of times you see these awards go out to like big brands because they were very authentic and, you know, they're getting back to basics. And that means they're just, you know, using the basics of speaking to their audience. So that's very important. The next thing is matching your messaging for the right platform. And a lot of times, you know, these platforms are all different. Facebook is different than Instagram, even though Facebook owns Instagram, but the way that things are positioned on those platforms are very different than how it's positioned on Twitter, and then how it's positioned perhaps if you're participating as the ambassador to your company or your brand, and you go and decide to be on Clubhouse and you're talking on Clubhouse. and or if you're on Pinterest. So there are different methods and methodology, I should say, for how you're formulating your messaging for all of those platforms. So you have to be very aware of that. And the best way to kind of like gauge how to kind of formulate your messaging is to really get online, get on all those platforms. Like once you've established maybe your presence on each of them, you don't always have to put out content in the very beginning. I think the most important thing sometimes in like learning how to do this is listening. Listening is very important because it allows you to kind of like collect the information. It allows you to see how people are interacting. And listening means watching. You know, listening in social media is watching. It's observing. It might be putting yourself in places just to kind of witness how other people engage. It doesn't mean that you have to get out there and be like, you know, hi, this is my first tweet, send. No, you can just sit there and listen. And that's one of the most important things to social media is actually listening. So the next thing, this is the fourth thing, is, you know, when you've created all of your social media presence, the best thing to do is to actually make it very accessible for all of the spaces and places that maybe you are working inside of. So maybe you want to add it to your email signature. Maybe you want to add it to your website. And this is very important when we're talking about website, or if you work for a large company and you have some type of intranet, it's very important. This is how you gain followers. This is how you gain employee trust and interaction, is through really, you know, allowing the connectivity to the social media platforms. If you have a newsletter, it's important to include that inside your newsletter. And then it's also important to cross promote on each of the platforms. So for instance, if you have a YouTube channel, there is an area on the top of your YouTube header where you can actually link the different areas, different social media platforms, and it links out. If you're on TikTok, there are areas there where you can add your YouTube, you can add your Instagram. If you create a business account, you can also add a website. So it's like this circular world. You kind of have to have all these things cross-promoted and cross-connected in order to really drive that awareness. So perhaps you're more active on Facebook. I would really make sure that your Facebook link is in many places where you know people are interacting with you or are seeing your content. And I think what is also really important, and it kind of goes back to listening, this is the last thing I'm going to talk about, is following other accounts and other people that are very relevant to like what your interest is or what the business interest is or what the brand is or what your product is. And it doesn't mean you have to interact with them right away, but it does mean, you know, it's important to kind of like observe again and listen and see what they're doing. And maybe always look at what someone else is doing better than you, because no one's perfect. And in this world of media and social media, it's changing every day. And every day someone is doing it better than someone else, because maybe someone else has picked up some other type of information that someone else didn't get in on yet, that hasn't become a mainstream piece of info yet. So it's always important to follow other people. And that's how you actually learn, is really by surrounding yourself. And it's like very relevant, even in social media. It's like surrounding yourself with really good people who can actually teach you things. So if you're a brand, a product, you provide a service, you know, no one's really your competition. You know, competition is a very strange thing, because there is no limit to anyone having success. And it's really about kind of eliminating that mindset of like, oh, well, I'm not going to like their account because I don't want them to think, you know, I think they're good. I've been in those conversations too, where I've heard people actually say that. And that pertains a lot sometimes to bloggers and influencers. They're very, you know, it can be very immature, let's say. But very important, again, to just listen and to see and look at what everyone else is doing, and look at how they're succeeding. Look at what works for other people, and that can help you. If you're working with someone who's maybe helping you with your strategy for social media, it's a good conversation to have. Be like, hi, I was looking at so-and-so's account. It looks like they do A, B, and C. Is that something we can do? And that might introduce new ideas to your business or brand. And I think that's amazing. That's awesome. That's how we learn, and that's how the digital space works. It's really about observing, listening, and it helps you do better. So those were the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 elements to increasing your social media following. As I mentioned, there are many layers to this, and you know, these are just foundational ideas and benchmarks. There are so many other pieces to increasing your social media following that I'm sure you've seen online, where you've heard other social media experts talk about their formula to how to increase, and that may require some more tactical things. So everything is relevant. Everything or opinions, everyone's opinion matters in this space, because believe it or not, everything goes. It's really about the execution and the strategy and your consistency. You know, if you're not consistent, I mean, and this goes for anything in life, right? So if you're not consistent, you don't show up, you don't, you know, you're not thoughtful, because being thoughtful is also very important in this. You know, social media is so human. It's so far from technology in a sense, because really what we're all trying to do on here is just ultimately connect with another human. And I've mentioned this a couple of times in different episodes. So thanks for joining me today. Again, the topic was how to increase your social media following. I gave 5 different areas to consider in this process of growing your social media following. And again, remember, quality over quantity. Have a great day.